Hello there and welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is day 30 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday, we'll continue our look at the life of Jesus and get ready to make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary on Friday, October the 7th. So the time is getting very near. We've been at this for a long time. We started, you remember, way back on September the 4th. And if you recall, I told you it's going to go by fast. And look at where we are now. Initially, you think, how am I ever going to get through this? And then you take day by day, one day at a time, and you do get through it. And today, I want to reflect on, we haven't looked at Father Michael Gately's 33 Days to Morning Glory book lately, but he does a nice job in the final week by looking at some of the writings and the charism of St. Louis de Montfort. And I think it's really important that we do that because we want to understand St. Louis' concepts, because he's the guy who popularized this devotion. And you'll see that even though this is a Marian devotion, it's a devotion to the Blessed Mother, it is designed to lead to Jesus. And that's what St. Louis is going to be very clear about. And it's really critical that we don't ever lose sight of that fact. This devotion is designed to bring us closer to Jesus. So that's what we'll talk about on today's program. We'll do our opening prayer in just a few moments, but I want to let you know that tomorrow, very early tomorrow morning, I'm going to be heading out to Denver, Colorado for a meeting of the Catholic Leadership Conference. Actually, not a meeting, it's a Catholic Leadership Conference, where leaders of various Catholic apostolates from around the world get together in Denver. We do it at a different place each year. And we basically share ideas, build one another up. So that's where I'm going to be. Watch for some pictures on Facebook. I'll make sure to put some pictures, send them back, let you know what's going on there. But what I'm doing is recording. I'll be recording all of the programs in advance. So you'll have programs leading up right until Friday. I will be home late Thursday night, and I'll be all ready for Friday's big total consecration. But if you have questions, feel free, send me an email, gary@followingthetruth.com. Even when I'm away, I can check my emails on my phone, so don't worry about that, please. If you need anything, let me know, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. Amazingly, the emails this year have been all positive, and I think that's a really good thing. I think that confirms my idea about doing it the way we did this year. It's absolutely a radical approach. And I give the Holy Spirit credit for that. And honestly, I didn't know if this would work, this idea of using the best of the best and not being tied to any one book. But I think it's worked out brilliantly. And again, I don't take the credit for that, but it's. And I hope you understand this, and I hope this sticks with you. In life, when you listen to the Holy Spirit, things work out a heck of a lot better than when you try to put your own plan into practice. Well, you might add, how do I do that? How do I know if it's me or the Holy Spirit with this idea? Well, the secret is to get to know the Blessed Mother, because not only will she draw you closer to Jesus, she's going to draw you closer to her spouse, the Holy Spirit, because she understands the Holy Spirit. And she'll help you to really be able to determine, is this the Holy Spirit that's telling me to do something? And also, I recommend the Mother Angelica philosophy. If you feel the Holy Spirit's telling you to do something, try it out. I'm not saying quit your job or do something radical, but if it's an ordinary idea that you're getting that you might be able to put into, that you feel you should put it into place, give it a try. If it's from the Lord, it's going to work out. If it's not from the Lord, it will not work out. And that's one of the ways that you can really test the inspirations given to you by the Holy Spirit. And it's amazing what he can do in your life if you give him a chance. So I'm very pleased that things are working out so nicely this year. And I thank you for all of your support. I thank you for your encouragement. And I thank you for your donations so that I can continue with my work. And I do want to say, while I have a minute here, that if you're able to make a donation and you haven't done so, I'd really ask you to please consider it. Say a prayer and prayerfully consider making a donation to my work so that I can continue to proclaim the good news on a full-time basis. It gets challenging, and donations are lower than what I expected this year for the consecration. I generally do very well during the consecration. So don't think that somebody else is going to do it. They're not. If you feel that my work has helped you, please consider going to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and make a donation, either become a monthly sponsor. That would really be fantastic if you're able to do that, or make a one-time donation. Becoming a monthly sponsor, it sounds a little scary, but it really isn't. All you do is you sign up through PayPal, and you commit to a certain amount each month, and you could cancel it whenever you want. In fact, you could cancel it after the first donation is taken out. You sign up in October, and you could cancel it in November, so that only that first donation is taken out or charged to your credit card. But that really helps me, because, you know, things tend to get in the way, life gets in the way, and before you know it, you're forgetting about your various donations. This happens to me all the time, and therefore I really understand. I really understand what it's like and how this can be really helpful to sign up and to have the donation automatically taken out. So I thank you in advance. And please remember the Amazon link and the Mystic Monk link on my website as well. When you use those links, you really help me out a lot. I get an additional contribution from that. And again, thanks for listening to this little pitch. But it really is necessary. You've been with me for a while now. Maybe you're a new listener and you just came on board for the Total Consecration. Well, it's important that you know that I am, you know, barely able to pay the bills. I mean, to be honest with you, but this is why I turn to you. The Lord has sustained me through your support for close to 5 years now, and I'm going to keep asking you, and I want to keep this program in existence for as long as I can. You know, I'm starting a new show on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia on October the 10th, this coming Monday. But this podcast will still exist Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. The Gary Zimak Show will still exist, and we'll take a deeper look into the daily mass readings. So on my morning show, all I'll do is touch on the gospel. This show will expand it even further. I'm telling you, your life will change once you really start to listen to the Lord speak to you through the mass readings, or through the Bible. But the daily mass readings are a perfect way to do that. So please, if you'd like to see my work continue, help me out, keep me in your prayers. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. All right, let me get my book here. So we will now begin with our daily prayer to the Holy Spirit, the invocation of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, let's get started with the meditation material for day 30 of our 33-day preparation. Remember that on Thursday, the preparation for total consecration comes to an end, and then on Friday, you'll have the opportunity to make your total consecration or renew it. Now, what I'll be doing, I'll put the consecration prayer on my website on followingthetruth.com. This is the prayer that you'll pray on Friday. It'll be on the blog. That'll be there either today or tomorrow. Probably today I would try to get it up there. And there's a possibility, I'm not 100% sure about this, but I think I may send it out in an email blast as well. So if you're signed up for my newsletter, you'll get the consecration prayer. So I want to get that out to you, and I will do that as soon as I possibly can. But today we're going to turn to, in this final week, the week dedicated to focusing on the life of Jesus, to Father Michael Gately's very popular book, 33 Days to Morning Glory, and look at what he has to say with St. Louis de Montfort, who is the individual who popularized this devotion. Father Gately states, three words summarize the teachings of St. Louis de Montfort: passion, baptism, and gift. Let's ponder each one in turn. St. Louis inherited his father's fiery temper. Let's ponder the word passion first. This could have led to disaster, but Louis consecrated himself to Jesus through Mary. He allowed Mary to take charge of his life and to do with him as she willed. And what did Mary do with him? she set him on fire. She transformed his unholy anger into a blazing holy fire. She acted with her spouse, the Holy Spirit, to fill Louis with passion and zeal for Christ, and he proceeded to set all of Brittany on fire with a love for Jesus, the incarnate wisdom. And not only Brittany. De Montfort's inspiring teaching blazed through the centuries, igniting saints, popes, and even poor sinners with a burning love for God. We may not have been born with St. Louis' fiery temper, but we all could use a portion of his zealous spirit. We all could use a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit who stirs souls into flame and fills them with his holy fire. How do we invite this fire? How do we call it down? By imitating De Montfort's example of going to Mary, depending on Mary, and being with Mary. For as St. Louis himself says, when the Holy Spirit, Mary's spouse, finds a soul united to Mary, he flies there. He enters there in his fullness. He communicates himself to that soul abundantly and to the full extent to which it makes room for He communicates himself to that soul abundantly and to the full extent to which it makes room for his spouse. The Holy Spirit wants to work wonders even in our day. He wants to raise up new saints, great saints. Why then does he do so rarely? According to De Montfort, it's because he rarely finds us or finds in us a sufficiently great union with Mary. In this final stretch that leads to consecration day, may we go with great zeal to give ourselves completely to Mary and allow the Holy Spirit to fly to us and to fill us with holy passion and fire. As someone who can be passionate, I can be very passionate, and unfortunately that passion in myself turns, sometimes is not channeled in the best way. I can get a little stubborn, but we could all stand to use that passion to grow closer to Jesus and to spread the good news. That's the kind of passion that we could use. We need the Holy Spirit to really come alive in us in order for that to happen. Because we have a lot of challenges. We have people who don't want to hear the message. We have people in the world who don't believe that it's possible to have a close friendship with Jesus Christ. There are people who believe he doesn't and cannot perform miracles. And we're going to have these people. We're going to encounter these people who will come back at us when we try to be positive, when we try to be optimistic, when we try to say, yeah, I'm not going to panic because I have faith in the Lord. The world will beat you down. You can expect it. So in order to keep going, in order to be passionate, you need that passion of the Holy Spirit. I want you to think about this for a minute. And this is a topic that I really love to discuss because it's an incredibly important topic. It's something that we need to understand. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit that operated inside of Jesus. The Holy Spirit moved Jesus to do what he did. Can you imagine if that Spirit would work in you? You'll know the right thing to say. You'll know the right thing to do. You'll never worry, because Jesus didn't worry, because he was fully united with his Father, and he understood that his Father loved him. He understood the plan. He understood that he had a mission. He didn't get upset when circumstances didn't go his way. And you know the beautiful thing? That Holy Spirit dwells in us. If we were baptized and confirmed, we have the Holy Spirit and all of his gifts inside of our soul. That's amazing. But the Holy Spirit's not going to force you to listen to him. The Holy Spirit is not going to force his way into your life. Even though he's there, he's going to lie dormant until you say, okay, Holy Spirit, I need you to awaken in me. The Blessed Mother will help that to happen. That's one of the benefits of total consecration. And you might not see this immediately on Friday. You might not see it the next few months. You might not even see it in a year. But I guarantee you will gradually start to see changes in yourself. You might find yourself wanting to read Scripture more. You might find yourself wanting to go to daily Mass more. You might find yourself not losing your temper 1 out of 100 times, when in the past you would have lost it 100 out of 100 times. The trick is to not be too hard on yourself and to not decide where you should be spiritually Let the Holy Spirit worry about that. I think too many times we try to force ourselves. We can't do that. But you will see changes in your life. I can't tell you how long it'll be. It might happen instantly. It might be gradual. In my case, it was gradual. I'm seeing things. I mean, I look back over 5 years since I first made my total consecration, and I do see changes. A lot of them were subtle, though. I look back and I see I'm a little bit better in certain areas. I worry less than I did back in 2011 when I first made my total consecration. I'm a tiny bit less stubborn. You know, these are changes. Who cares how much less stubborn? If I'm a little less stubborn and a little more willing to go along with God's will, that's a good thing. I'll take it. So that passion can be awakened in us by the Holy Spirit, and Mary will help that to come about in your life. The second word that categorizes St. Louis de Montfort's message is baptism. St. Louis places his devotion to Mary squarely within the mystery of Christ. The best example of this is how he begins his formula for consecration with a renewal of baptismal vows. For baptism is all about Christ. At baptism, we're transformed into members of the body of Christ, made into other Christs. Baptism also has to do with the Holy Spirit. I say this because it was the Holy Spirit who first formed Christ, and it's the Holy Spirit who continues to form other Christs, the members of Christ's body, at every baptism. Now, who does the Holy Spirit use to form Christ? He uses Mary, even though he has no absolute need of her. So, for example, he made use of Mary at the Annunciation, which led to the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. He made use of Mary just before Pentecost, which led to the birth of the body of Christ, the Church. He makes use of Mary at every baptism, which gives birth to other Christs, the members of his body. The Holy Spirit always makes use of Mary to give birth to Christ. And the more he finds a soul that is united to Mary, the more active and mighty he becomes in producing Jesus Christ in that soul, and that soul in Jesus Christ. It is fitting, then, that de Montfort has us renew our baptismal promises in the context of giving ourselves to Mary, for it is her job, with the Holy Spirit, to bring the grace of baptism to its fulfillment. Baptism isn't the end. It's a marvelous beginning, a gloriously new morning. Yet it transforms us, making us into members of Christ's body. But there's more work to be done. Baptism is an already but not yet reality. It already makes us into Christ as a member of his body, but not yet fully formed in Christ. After baptism, we still have to grow in Christ, and it's Mary's job to oversee and nurture this growth with the Spirit. Thus, there's no question of de Montfort's devotion to Mary taking us away from Christ. Mary's whole goal is to lead us to Christ and to bring us to the point where we can say with St. Paul in Galatians 2:20, it is no longer I that live, but Christ. The whole goal of true devotion to Mary is our ongoing post-baptismal transformation in Christ. The fact that you and I have been baptized and made promises, that's not the end of the story. Because if we look back on our lives, we realize that we have neglected those promises. We've turned away from the promises that we have made during our baptism. This is a renewal of that baptism. It's a renewal of those baptismal promises. It's an acknowledgement that we need help, and we turn to the Blessed Mother and ask for that help. So our baptism is going to get a boost here. And that's really going to be great. The final word that we'll look at, or Father Gately will look at when it comes to St. Louis de Montfort, is the word gift. If only we have the courage to give ourselves completely to Mary, then we'll experience Marian consecration as an incredible gift. Moreover, the more we give ourselves to her, the more we'll experience the greatness of this gift. We give, and she gives back infinitely more. We give her our sinful selves, and she gives us her immaculate heart. We give her our own meager merits, and she not only augments and purifies them with her perfect love, but gives us her infinitely greater merits and graces. We become empty, after having given her all, and she fills us with the Spirit of God. She cares for our family and friends and loved ones on our behalf, even better than we ourselves can. She anticipates our needs and orders every detail of our lives for the greater glory of God. The path of holiness with her is a path of roses and honey, compared to walking it without being consecrated to her. Indeed, she makes even our crosses and trials into something sweet. Moreover, she protects us from temptation and the attacks of the evil one. Belonging completely to Mary is the quickest, easiest, and surest way to Jesus. If we were to fully realize how great a gift consecration to Jesus through Mary is, we'd almost never stop smiling and praising God for giving it. And Father Gately recommends, and I'll do the same here, that we spend a day pondering De Montfort's Marian teaching as it is summarized by these three words: passion, baptism, and gift. How passionate are you about Jesus Christ and the desire to spread the good news, his gospel, to everyone that you meet? How passionate are you? Baptism. How many times have you failed to live out your baptismal promises? You pledge to reject Satan and all of his teachings. Well, every time you sin, you're not doing that. Every time you sin, you're giving in to Satan, and you're following Satan even though you don't realize it. And finally, gift. Are you willing to give yourself to Mary? And how willing are you? How much do you want to give yourself to the Blessed Mother? Do you want to give yourself partially to her, or do you want to just give everything to her? And that's something that only you can decide. But I'll say this, the more that you give, the more that you'll get in return. That question sometimes comes up. Gary, I made my total consecration. I'm not feeling anything. It just doesn't seem to be affecting me. That could be a couple different things. Number one, you could be being a little too hard on yourself. And as I mentioned earlier, you could be placing unrealistic expectations or ignoring subtle changes in your personality, your spiritual life, because you think you should be a saint, a walking saint. And for a lot of us, that's not going to happen in this life. There are no saints in this life. Saints become saints when they die. Keep that in mind. The only saints can be found in cemeteries. The only real saints can be found in cemeteries. You know, you have to die to become a saint. So you're going to have your imperfections. So don't be overly hard on yourself. But if you're willing, if you are really willing to say, Blessed Mother, you know what? You got me. 100%, I'm going to trust you all the way. And I'm not holding anything back. I desire to totally give myself to you. And you'll have the opportunity to do that on Friday. Then you're going to see more results than if you do it half-heartedly. We all know that. You might offer to help somebody. And you say, well, you know what? Well, I'll help this person to a point. You know what that feels like, because we're not ready to commit. You know, like, well, I don't know. I'm not in all the way. But what we're being asked to do here in this total consecration is to radically give ourselves to the Blessed Mother and say, Blessed Mother, you know what? I am totally yours. And that was the motto, by the way, of the pontificate of St. John Paul II, Totus Tuus, which is Latin for totally yours. That comes from St. Louis de Montfort. That's where he got that. Are you willing to turn your life over to her completely with the idea that she's going to bring you closer to Jesus and turn you into a saint? I recommend that you do that. That when you make the consecration, again, you can make it half-heartedly. You can read the words and not mean them. Or you can really mean every word that you say with that consecration formula. I recommend that you pray for the grace to be able to do it all the way. You got to be all in order to get the full benefits out of this total consecration. If you hold back, you're going to lose something. So we're a few days away. Today is Monday. We have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and that's it. And then we're going to jump in all the way on Friday, October the 7th, which happens to be the the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary. That's why we did it beginning on September the 4th. Now, you can start these total consecrations at any, you can really start them at any time you want, but it's recommended, St. Louis recommended this, that we make our, that you make your total consecration on a Marian feast day. And there are a lot of them on the church calendar. This was this is the one that I did initially, and that's why I do it each year at this time. And I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the changes that you will see in your life. But I'll be saying this more in the next few days. Again, don't panic. Don't panic when you don't feel anything initially. Some people have said they felt a lot. I personally did not feel anything when I first made my total consecration. But I saw some changes in my life. And one of the changes that I saw at the time was I was still working as a project manager. Absolutely did not like my job. I was completely over my head. I was not doing a good job, and I really wanted to get involved in some kind of a full-time ministry, but I didn't know how to start. I didn't have the qualifications according to the type of job I was looking for, and I, for 3 years, was just begging the Lord to let something happen for me. And after I made my total consecration on October the 7th, 2011, I was able to say, and really mean this, to the Lord, Lord, if you need me to stay in this job as a project manager, I'm okay with it. And I felt complete peace when I said that. I could have said those words prior to that and not felt the peace, but I really felt peaceful with saying that. You know, Lord, if you don't want this to happen, that's okay. And then the story's pretty well known if you know me, but on January the 6th of 2012, little while after making that total consecration, I got laid off from that job that was really hurting me. I'm telling you, physically, emotionally, it was not a good time for me. And that launched my full-time venture into becoming a Catholic evangelist, author, speaker. That never would have been possible without the Blessed Mother's help, without making my total consecration. So I owe it all to her. I really do. By nature, I'm a coward. I'm not the type of person that could do something like that. So I'm not saying that'll happen in your life, but you will see some kind of changes. And I love hearing the stories. I get emails all the time from people who did the consecration, and great things happen to them. But don't put too much pressure on the Holy Spirit or on you. Let Him decide what needs to be changed and when. Okay? Let's close with our prayer, Jesus living in Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon, by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to thank you for tuning in. You know, I've got a couple days left, so please let me know if you have questions. Gary@followingthetruth.com. Please pray for all of us who are making this total consecration, because it's challenging. These last few days, it really is the evil one's last chance to get you to stop before you go through with this total consecration. So expect a few challenges. Expect some temptations. We're going to pray for the grace that we'll be able to resist these challenges, these ideas of discouragement that are going to pop into our head, especially as we near October the 7th, that very special day, 3 days from now. It's amazing. Hope you have a wonderful night, and I thank you again for all of your support. Please let me know if I can ever be of service. God bless you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.